Pilgrimage of Egeria, Appendix. The Letters of Abgar. I thought people might want to hear these things that Egeria is talking about, even though they're big fake. Somebody wrote or forged this little Bible fanfic, and apparently the church historian Eusebius found it. And they know it's a big fake because it uses the version of the Bible that's in Tatian's Diatessaron, and Tatian didn't come around until, you know, until after Justin Martyr, because he was a pupil of Justin Martyr, and he wrote the Diatessaron about the year 150 or 160. Anyway, Eusebius found this thing and put it in his church history. And I'll read that version. I'll also read the version that's in Syriac in the Teaching of Adai. From Eusebius's Ecclesiastical History. A copy of a letter written by King Abgarus to Jesus, and sent to him by Ananias his footman to Jerusalem, inviting him to Edessa. Abgarus, king of Edessa, to Jesus, the good Savior who appears at Jerusalem, greeting. I have been informed concerning you and your cures, which are performed without the use of medicine and herbs. For it is reported that you cause the blind to see, the lame to walk, do both cleanse lepers and cast out unclean spirits and devils, and restore them to health who have been long diseased, and raise up the dead. All which, when I heard, I was persuaded of one of these two, viz., either that you are God himself descended from heaven, who do these things, or the Son of God. On this account, therefore, I have wrote to you, earnestly to desire you would take the trouble of a journey hither, and cure a disease which I am under. For I hear the Jews ridicule you and intend you mischief. My city is indeed small, but neat, and large enough for us both. The answer of Jesus by Ananias the footman to Abgarus the king, declining to visit Edessa. Abgarus, you are happy, for as much as you have believed in me, whom ye have not seen. For it is written concerning me, that those who have seen me should not believe in me, that they who have not seen might believe and live. As to that part of your letter which relates to my giving you a visit, I must inform you that I must fulfill all the ends of my mission in this country, and after that be received up again to him who sent me. But after my ascension, I will send one of my disciples, who will cure your disease, and give life to you and all that are with you. From The Teaching of Adai. Abgar Okama, to Jesus, the good physician who has appeared in the country of Jerusalem, greeting. I have heard of thee and of thy healing, that thou dost not use medicines or roots, but by thy word openest the eyes of the blind, makest the lame to walk, cleansest the lepers, makest the deaf to hear. How by thy word also thou healest sick spirits, and those who are tormented with lunatic demons, and how again thou raisest the dead to life. And learning the wonders that thou dost, it was borne in upon me that of two things one, either thou hast come down from heaven, or else thou art the Son of God, who bringest all these things to pass. Wherefore I write to thee, and pray that thou wilt come to me, who adore thee, and heal all the ill that I suffer, according to the faith I have in thee. I also learn that the Jews murmur against thee and persecute thee, that they seek to crucify thee and to destroy thee. I possess but one small city, but it is beautiful, and large enough for us two to live in peace. When Jesus had received the letter, in the house of the high priest of the Jews, he said to Hanan, the secretary, Go thou, and say to thy master who hath sent me thee to me, Happy art thou who hast believed in me, not having seen me. For it is written of me that those who shall see me shall not believe in me, and that those who shall not see me shall believe in me. As to that which thou hast written, that I should come to thee, behold, all that for which I was sent here below is finished, and I ascend again to my Father who sent me. And when I shall have ascended to him, I will send thee one of my disciples, who shall heal all thy sufferings, and shall give thee health again, and shall convert all who are with thee unto life eternal. And thy city shall be blessed forever, and the enemy shall never overcome it. There's a bit of trouble with this. Historically, the city got conquered by the Romans in 116. But anyway, the historical king Abgar was Abgar V, and his son was named Manu, which is pretty clearly Egeria's Magnus. Abgar V was king from 4 BC to AD 7. Then his brother, Manu IV, took over from AD 7 to AD 13. Then he comes back and he's king again from Abgar V from 13 to 50. And then his son, Manu V, succeeded him in AD 50 and went till AD 57. There's a whole bunch more kings of Edessa. Then the Romans take over in 116 and till 118. Then they set up some more subject kings. Then there's Abgar IX from 177 to 2112. And he's the one who's the first to become Christian that they know of historically. And so some people think this is when the letter was actually created. The line of kings kept going until 244. By the time Egeria came around, there hadn't been any kings for 100-150 years. All this was very old history for her. Considering the amount of crazy stuff that we believe happened 150 years ago, we really shouldn't be too hard on the Edessans either. Anyway, in 244, nominal independence of Edessa went away, and it was incorporated into the Roman Empire. In 300, it became part of the area known as Oriens. That's the background information for you from this appendix. I hope you enjoyed it.